This, the Football Japan Asian Cup Minicast. It's Monday the 10th of January, and after the hosts came unstuck on opening night, now it's the turn of the Samurai Blue to make a bit of a boob against Jordan. I'm Ben Mabley with the second of our Football Japan Asian Cup Minicasts. Well, hello again. Maya Yoshida went from villain to hero in dramatic fashion on Sunday evening, but Japan still suffered a hugely disappointing start to their 2011 Asian Cup campaign as they were held to a 1-1 draw by lowly Jordan. The Middle Eastern side, ranked 104th in the world by FIFA, took the lead against the run of play in first half stoppage time, when Yoshida inadvertently diverted a Hassan Abdel Fattah attempt into his own net. But the VVV Venlo stopper eventually made amends with a headed equaliser on 93 minutes. Manager Alberto Zaccheroni opted, as expected, for a 4-2-3-1 system, with Ryoichi Maeda chosen to lead the attack, and Daisuke Matsui preferred to Shinji Okazaki on the right of midfield. Yoshida and Yasuyuki Konno formed a makeshift centre-back pairing in the absence of several key defenders, including Tomoaki Makino, who has now been replaced in the squad by Mitsuru Nagata after failing to recover from a double ankle sprain. Japan began the game in positive fashion and controlled possession throughout the first half, but in a manner all too reminiscent of previous failures before last year's World Cup, struggled to create many real chances against unfancied opponents happy to sit back and defend. The best opportunity of the opening period fell to Shinji Kagawa on 40 minutes, when a clever dummy by Maeda left the Borussia Dortmund star through on goal, only to see his low shot blocked by Amir Sabah from 8 yards. Kagawa had earlier tested the goalkeeper with a cross-come shot from the left-hand corner of the penalty area, while Yoshida saw a close-range effort ruled out for offside after Makoto Hasebe's low drive was parried. The favourites were made to pay for their profligacy and indecision in front of goal when Jordan scored a shock opener on the counter-attack moments before the interval. Amir Deeb stole possession high up the field on the right-hand flank before squaring to Hassan, whose 20-yard shot took a massive deflection off Yoshida and flew past the helpless Eiji Kawashima. Zaccheroni responded immediately by introducing Tadanari Lee for a full international debut in place of Maeda. But now the Jordanians enjoyed the luxury of a lead to defend, Japan's players found themselves with less and less space in which to turn persistent domination into genuine goal threat. Hasebe volleyed narrowly wide from substitute Okazaki's cross, but the likes of Kagawa and Keisuke Honda were otherwise restricted to frustrated pot shots as full-time approached with the scoreline unchanged. 4 minutes of injury time displayed seemed to suddenly galvanise the Samurai Blue into life. Hasebe collected a short corner from Kagawa to place a high curling cross toward the back post, where Yoshida rose high above two Jordan defenders to head home and rescue Japan's blushes. There may even have been time for an improbable winner, but Lee failed to control the ball at the death despite finding space to shoot against a tiring back line. The Japanese players appeared despondent afterwards, having struggled so badly in a match they'd been expected to win comfortably, and their manager would seem to have plenty to resolve ahead of Thursday's meeting with Syria. "I felt we controlled the game and had easily the more chances," said Zaccheroni. "But we were essentially thrown off course by an own goal. The speed of our build-up play was a little too slow at times, and this is something we will need to work on before our second match." Finally, there was another surprise in the late game in Group B, as three times Asian champion Saudi Arabia went down to a 2-1 defeat against Syria. Two deflected goals from Abdul Razak Al Hussein proved sufficient for the Syrians, who were making their first appearance in the competition since 1996, despite a second half equaliser by Taisir Al Jassem. Saudi coach Jose Pesero was immediately fired in the wake of the result. That's all for today. Join me again on Wednesday for a look ahead to that game against Syria as Japan aim to prevent another upset. Bye for now.